Reserved.
Just be.
One second, I've got me. Turn my phone off.
Okay, when you're ready. Your colleague, Alistair Clarkson, hasn't wasted any time. He says, his Hawks have proven themselves as a tough, hard footy team week after week. Your team hasn't.
He's right.
Does it... does it leave you with the thought of what Hawthorn's going to deliver then, if he's already said it might add some sort of spite to the game already, so it looks like he's winding up his blokes as well.
No, that's fair. I mean, they're on top of the ladder. They've got a lot to play for, obviously, and so have we, but you know, they're 4 points clear on top of the ladder. I'm sure he's not going into any game with any different mindset. He's just attacking it and getting his team in a place where he hopes that they can perform at their best, as I will be with my team.
But every club wants to be known or respected around the competition. If you get a premiership coach saying that of your players, how should they take it?
Oh, no, they should take it for what it is. It's real. It's actual. It's, you know, I'm not going to be able to sit here and try and tell Alistair Clarkson what to and what not to say. It's Clarko's choice.
But if you look at the draw at rest of the season, if you're good enough, you can still make the finals. Is that something you talk to your players about, or you just get on with it week by week?
Yeah, no, Ash, unfortunately it's week by week, and we have to stay when we're playing them. Three-time reigning premiers, as they know, and you know, they're on top of the ladder, so we've got nothing more to focus on, and then tomorrow night, and Hawthorn's very best team.
Do they need to start delivering something in terms of that credibility stakes, particularly in the next 3 weeks when they're up against top 8 sides?
Well, we hope so. That's what we set out to do. We're trying to you know, give ourselves the best opportunity to perform well against the best competition, and we get the first opportunity is tomorrow night. You know, we played, as I said, the top of the ladder team, so we look forward to that opportunity.
Do you think that brings the best out of them when they get those big challenges?
Oh, not really sure. I think some evidence to support that, but there's also some evidence that says that we perhaps, you know, we are what we are a little bit, and that's just a little bit up and down.
How are you going working through that inconsistency? Is there something emerging in your mind as to what makes it happen and what you need to correct?
Yeah, there's stuff that we're working on, Rich, there's no doubt, but we're not going to say exactly what we try to identify, but we're certainly looking at it, and we're mindful of the fact that you, in this game, in any form of sport, whether it's AFL or not, you have to be, to get credibility, you have to do it consistently, and at the moment we're not being able to do that.
There's criticism of your team leadership again. Does that bother you?
From?
Kosh?
No. David's comments were really measured. I think the headlines were a bit different than what was actually said. I think that's as simple as that, I think. David Ferdinkum is a fantastic chairman for us, and our group, our whole club, is on one page, and we talk about the same things, whether internally or externally. We don't hide much at Port Adelaide. We don't deliberately try to keep anyone away from any of the truth, and we look at everything we possibly can, and we're looking for growth in all areas of our footy club.
Travis Boak was pretty fired up last week, had probably his best game for the year, really getting fired up when he kicked a couple of goals. Was it refreshing to see Skipper doing so well?
Oh, it's good for the footy team. I know that Trav's playing good footy. I mean, by his own admissions, he hasn't been at the level he would like to be consistently throughout the year, but he's a really important part, you know, and he's proud, he's worked really hard, and his team together, not just him last week, they all had a go at it together, and they got a result they wanted.
Can you reward a winning team, or do you need to change something up for Hawthorn?
No, we'll reward a winning team. We'll go unchanged.
Ken, given the length the club went to last year to accommodate Kane when he retired, are you slightly disappointed to see him step out of the Fieries, given the, again, you know, you went to the rest of the season a man down? Does that bother you at all?
No, Kane, mate. Look, I'm not even going to buy into Kane's decisions. I don't know all the facts that go with it. We supported Kane. Kane supported us. He's been a great of our football club, and we're proud of what he's done.
Ken, when you look at the past two wins against Hawthorn, you had some pretty big assets, in particular Ryder in that last game that Eddie had. Now you don't. Where do you work things for what you do with your team sheet and also with your game plan when you've got so little of those assets again?
Oh no, it's not. We stick to what we've had this year, Rooch. We've worked with that for the whole year, so we haven't. It's not like we're surprised by it. You know, Hawthorn's different opposition, but we've been faced with those similar challenges week in, week out. You know, they haven't been ideal for us, but they're ones that we've tried to manage the best we possibly can. Last week we had a significant result from stoppage with the boys we had out there. We expect that hopefully they can give us the same result this week.
Can you spring some surprise?
Oh,
you're a bit uncertain. Even the opposition wouldn't know what you've got.
Yeah, but with Hawthorn, you don't know what they're going to do either. They've got about 16 that go through their midfield, and that's enough surprises on its own. So we'll be pretty, you know, we'll be pretty standard with what we're trying to do, and nothing's really changed too much with us in the last 4 or 5 weeks, to be honest.
Why are you so good against the Hawks, and what do you use out of that previously into tomorrow night's game?
I don't think it counts for much. I don't think it matters. You know, last year, whatever the last game was against Hawthorn, it does not matter at all. You know, for us, it's, we've got to go in there and just apply the same methods that we apply to every team, not just to Hawthorn. If we do that well, you know, we can compete against most teams, whether that's Hawthorn or, you know, any other team in the competition. So I don't so much look at the name of the play we play against. It's the way we play that gives us the opportunity to win, whether it's against a side that we've got a good or a bad record against.
Is the difference between your best and worst then mindset? Is it as simple as that, or are there a few other factors?
Oh, no, there's other factors. There always is, you know. Sometimes it's just not quite working for you. You can play well and still lose. There's no doubt about that. But we hope to play well and win most times we go out there. But for us, there's been some challenges in other areas of the game that we haven't been able to get right.
Ken, considering what Clarko's put on the table, how do you stop your guys falling away or getting entrapped as they did against Geelong, particularly at the end of that first quarter? If this becomes unsociable football, how do they keep their focus?
Oh, they're... got to play the game of football that we have to play. We know what we've got to do well, and I mean, every game of football, there's a combative part of the game that comes out. And you know, for us, it'll be no different against Hawthorn. Hawthorn don't just do anything to Port Adelaide. They play like that all the time. That's as Clarko said, that's what their team plays like, and we look forward to the opportunity to challenge them in that space.
But have you always learnt from that Geelong game there is a fine line?
Oh no, I don't think there was. If we go back to the Geelong game, you're talking about an incident, I think, quarter time. There was nothing too much in the whole thing. It was just boys are fired up. They're playing a game of football. You go back and play football. Geelong were too good for us on the night. It wasn't because of an incident at quarter time.
I know you've had a long time to prepare for this game, but do you like the Thursday night?
Long time, 6 days.
No, I mean the whole season, you know, program, your training. But do you like the Thursday night games?
I'll tell you tomorrow night if we get a victory. I'll really like them. I think they're good. It's good for the program. It's a bit challenging at times. I think the last 3 weeks have been challenging for everyone, you know, how it best works out. But you know, we look forward to the opportunity to start the round off against the reigning premiers. Great opportunity for us as a football club. And hopefully, you know, at Adelaide Oval tomorrow night, we fill the ground up and we make it a pretty hostile environment for them.
Ken, what was your take on the bye series, having 3 weeks and then getting teams that mismatched?
I think it's too long. I think the period's too long. My personal opinion would be you'd just do it in 1 week, and you know. But I don't schedule all the other stuff that goes on in the AFL. So if it was me, simply, I'd just say cease for a week, start again, and away we go.
You got to feel that Shules and Dixon will be the better tandem this week.
Oh, they'll get better with each game. You know, there's no doubt. Which we're 2 games in. That's the only trouble. They played one and then had a 13-week break, and then they've played one more. So hopefully they get to play 3 or 4 more in a row, and then we start to see them working really well together.
What's your expectation? Last week you just want him to play a role and work his way back in, but have you got a different expectation this week?
No, pretty similar. I mean, that's an expectation of all the boys, is that they just perform their role the best they possibly can. Jay was really good in some defensive stuff last week and some, you know, blocking and stuff that went on for some of his teammates. Obviously, from his own point of view, I'm sure he would like to get on the end of a couple of balls and get a couple of shots at goal too, so that would be nice if he continues to build.
Seems there's also that maybe the players didn't necessarily lull their eyes so much for a lead. They sort of got used to the bombing along with Charlie as well as instruction this week.
Well, that's a pretty accurate assessment, to be honest. We got used to not seeing Schultze, and Schultze hasn't been there for a long time, so you know they'll soon get used to them being back in the side, and hopefully he'll give us that, you know, that uncertainty of where we're going to go a little bit more when he starts to read the game a bit more, and the boys get used to him being back in the side, so that will make it a bit harder for him to defend us, I hope.
Yeah, how does Charlie find that with the less defensive pressure on him?
I don't know. I think he finds it a pretty tough game to play every week. He's you know, he's challenged most weeks. He's big and he's held on to, and he has to fight through a few other obstacles, I reckon, at times. But he doesn't mind whatever he has to do. He'll have a crack at.
Your confidence in the side's ability at their best. Is that going to be good enough to beat Hawthorn at its best? They've sort of proven themselves to be incredible force again.
Really good question, because it's a hard one for me to answer, I reckon, because we probably haven't seen either at this stage at that level, and we'd like to think tomorrow night we might be able to get close to it. I'm sure Clarko's thinking that they might be able to get close to it, and you know, if that's the case, it should be a cracking game for everyone to come along and watch.
Ken, on the Dixon Shields partnership, how you mentioned, you just go long to Charlie. The boys got used to doing that. Do you feel being too predictable hurt you?
No, it's made it not too bad for us to play with. I think our smalls know what they've got to be able to do. Sometimes you've got to understand we haven't had too many other options that we can put in that position, so you know, the game of pressure makes it pretty hard for the players sometimes out there not to just tune into a pretty big competitive target that's going to come at the ball pretty honestly for them.
Have you got enough food at the table to feed both of them?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've got enough food, though. Big eaters, I hope.
Have you given much thought as to whether you're going to go hard in the midfield on certain matchups and tags and that sort of stuff? Or...
Well, the challenge we have, as I said, Rooch, before with Hawks, they have so many people that go through the midfield, so you've got to be very mindful of the fact that you're not running around all over the place and you lose your way a little bit. That's the bonus they have. They're a really experienced football team. You know, they take the field at about 27 or 8 years of age on average, and you know, 160 or 70 games of experience. That's hard work for any team to play against, and it's particularly one that's, you know, really comfortable in how they play and what they do. You know, I think... It led really well by the captain. They stay calm. They make you a bit challenging. So for us in the midfield, we've just got to be mindful of the fact of what stuff they do put up, and you know, and compete really hard at the fall of the ball.
Do you think the weather conditions will even up the game?
I'm not sure. I think they're okay, aren't they? They're predicting reasonable day, I think. I'm not sure. I don't think, you know, we see the grounds are so good now that whether it is a bit wet or a bit slippery, I don't think it matters too much. The contested side of the football match will be very interesting tomorrow night, because that's what will make or break it. I hope so. I'm looking forward to it if we can, because that'll make us hard to beat. If we get to 100, you know, look, I'm not at all surprised by the quality of the team we're coming up against, but you know, and I know that they're going to make it really hard for us, but we look forward to the challenge. Ciao.
Yeah.